flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Shanti. The man was riding a horse, and the horse was galloping. This was a man standing by the side of the road. And he asked, "Where are you going in such a hurry?" The man on the horse said, "How will I know?" asked the horse. That is the shortest Zen story. The horse is our mind, or the habit energies. Where are you going? The man says, "How will I know?" Ask the horse. The horse is following its past tendencies. It is walking on the trodden path. It doesn't know to create a novel path, but it treads the path that has already been created. And that's how the mind does. The past nature, the past tendencies, the past experiences have created a path. And the mind doesn't know how to create or follow the uncharted path, the same old tendencies. It follows. That's why the man says, "I don't know where I am going." Do not follow the horse, follow the boss. Meditation is the process of creating a gap between you and the horse. It's not about suppressing. It's not about ignoring. It's about understanding. It's about watching, getting detached from your own mind. Watch it, see it. How it moves, the thought pattern, the emotions, emotional mapping. Map your emotions, how they change. Sudden anger, sudden calmness. Sudden frustration, sudden joy. The mind is flitting from one place to another. It doesn't know stability. It loves to move. At one moment, full of happiness. At another moment, it is drowned in the stark darkness of grief and sorrow. The process is not about suppressing. The process is not about forcing. The process is not about ignoring. It is the loveful understanding of this horse. Watch the tendencies. At one moment, there is calmness. And on another moment, at another moment, there is storm. A man said to the master, "I have achieved complete self-control. I have conquered my anger." The master said, "Is it so?" And suddenly somebody from the crowd shouted, "You are a fraud." And the disciples said, "How dare you say that?" It's not about showing self-control. It's about being in control. I have conquered all my desires. The seeker said, and the master said, "Why even this desire to tell this to others? Is this not a desire then?" Desires are like vortex, a trap. It's not about controlling them, restraining them, just understanding. You are angry? Fine. It's not about suppressing anger. Go and stand in front of the wall and shout at the wall. The wall is least bothered. And then you will understand your stupidity. It is the punishment you are giving to yourself for the mistakes which others have committed. So today's Murli explores yet another dimension of spiritual ascension, self-control, controlling all the senses. The five senses: taste, touch, sound, smell, form, pertaining to five sense organs. To what extent you control your senses? Are you a boss or a ma or a slave? So Baba said, who will become king and who will become a greater king? Who will become subject? Who will become a slave? Who will become a landlord? So different types are given in this Murli. Slave is somebody who is depressed here. Slave is somebody who is a subordinate, who is under the influence of some sanskar or some habit or some circumstance. If you have the habit of staying depressed, because depression is also an habit, low mood, depressed, melancholy, not interested in things, uninterested in everyday's affair, uninterested in study, uninterested in doing anything new. You must have seen such listless, uninterested people around you. They are not interested in things. They do just because they have to do. There are two words in English. One is uninterested and another is disinterested. And what is the difference? Uninterest is not interested. A student is uninterested in studies. The judge is disinterested in the case. Judge is disinterested. Disinterest is a higher stage. It's a stage of neutrality. It's a stage of detached observer. You don't judge. You just observe. You just watch. So there are people who are disinterested in uninterested in anything. They're not interested in knowledge. They are not interested in service. If we talk of Brahmins, they are just dragging, pulling themselves. Self-control is not about dragging yourself. Self-control is not about doing something mechanically, because you have to do it. So the first category is this category of slaves who will become laborers in golden age. Those who have the sanskars of slavery here, of remaining sad, unhappy. If you look at their faces, there is no shine, there is no charm. The charisma is lost. Such depressed, sorrowful, spirituality is the path of joy, of bliss, of happiness. It's not about doing something because you are told to do. The joy is arising. The actions are arising from the bubbling enthusiasm which is within you. So that is the first. The second category is king. If you can control all the senses. But again, to what extent? That will determine. If you are in complete charge of yourself, of your emotions, the most important thing, even greater than thoughts, is emotions. Emotional control, emotional quotient, emotional health. That will decide. The third is those saukars, landlords. They have power. They have knowledge but no power. They have stock but they don't know how to use. They have weapons with them but they don't know how to brandish the swords. They have. They know laws but they don't know the methodology. Vidhan they have but vidhi they don't know. So these are the ones who would become the landlords. So what type of sanskars you are carrying? The sanskars of a king or sanskar of a subject? King is in control. The mind has a tendency to go to the poles. Spirituality is to make the mind get situated at the center. The patient asked the doctor, "What is my diagnosis?" The doctor said, "Overthinking." The patient asked, "And doctor, what about you?" The doctor said, "Overdiagnosing." We have a tendency to move to the extremes. There are a few exercises given over here. Power of command. Order your eyes. Oh my eyes, what you have to do. Oh my ears, what you have to hear. Oh my nose, oh my mouth. There is something tempting thing kept in front of you. You're about to eat, which you have decided I should not. And yet at that moment there is loss of control. So have this practice of power of control, power of order, command. Start practicing this. Command your eyes, command your ears, command your hands, command your feet. Tell the feet, move this side, not that side. Tell your hands, you are here to serve. Tell your mouth, your tongue, tell your ears. Baba said, have this daily quote, Raj Darbar. Hold this quote and see. You can create certain affirmations for ruling power and controlling power. These are the recurring words in the entire Murli. Karmendriya Jit, control, mastery of the senses. Karmatit, controlling power, ruling power. Start and stop, drill. Start and then stop. Start and then stop. It's not about starting, it's about knowing when to stop. Anything done in excess leads to disturbance. You should know to start and you should know to stop. Start and stop drill. Baba also talked about coming in sound and coming out, going out of sound. Sound in, sound off. Sound on, sound off. Body on, body off. व्यक्त अव्यक्त साकार निराकार होम ड्रेस ड्यूटी ड्रेस दीज आर ऑल द ड्रिल्स रिकरिंग ड्रिल्स इन द बॉडी आउट ऑफ द बॉडी इन साउंड आउट ऑफ द साउंड इन दिस वर्ल्ड आउट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड इन व्यक्त देन अव्यक्त इन साकार देन निराकार कीप मूविंग मूविंग कीप प्रैक्टिसिंग And this is one of the hardest and the most difficult practice. Because it's the mind which is unbridled. It loses control. If you like something, you eat more. It loses control. Doctor, why you removed my kidney? I had come for my appendix. Well, the kidney was very tempting. Why you did the x-ray of the whole body? I had come only for the fracture of hand. Well, your bones are photogenic. Control. So create certain affirmations to control. This is a very good exercise. 5 second switch. The moment you feel anger, switch to calmness. How? The moment you feel frustration, within 5 seconds, tell your mind, now switch. There is an anger, immediately switch to calmness. There is frustration, immediately shifts to patience. How? You can create a picture. Visualize some picture. You are extremely angry. Visualize a small boy smiling. Visualize some flowers. You are sitting and getting bored. Imagine those moments where you are highly enthusiastic. You are defeated, depressed. Think this is game. Think what you have taught to people. Each one of us is a teacher, and at one point or another, we must have taught others, counseled them. Whatever you counseled, the same thing will come to you. Otherwise, how your patience will get tested? You have given a lecture for 1 hour on patience. Immediately after the lecture, you will have to undergo the paper. You will get tested. Otherwise, teacher, student passed, teacher failed. Because both us will have to sit in the same classroom. This is the wide, unlimited classroom of life, where everything you taught to others, you yourself will be tested. So, that very moment, think of various steps to control, get aware of the senses, pause, set boundaries, practice detachment, work on your internal principles, and meditate. The various methods to have self-control. Textbooks are filled with methods. It's about applying them here and now. Om Shanti.